Let's go to Calvin Watkins of The Athletic now. Calvin, really great to have you back here in the Metroplex covering the Cowboys, and you're joining in an offseason where it seems that the biggest controversies are Terrence Williams crashing his Lamborghini into a light pole, and you have Randy Gregory making his return from a very prolonged suspension. I think that you're doing pretty good coming back here. I think that overall that's fairly quiet for the Cowboys, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm used to players getting suspended during the season, accidental overdoses, you know, yes, this has been a very quiet offseason for the Cowboys. I think that's a good thing for them because it puts all the focus on the football field where it needs to be.
Except DJ just jinxed it now.
Oh, a little bit, maybe.
Everything's been solid until now.
Well, the Randy Gregory story is very positive at this point, and I have a lot of faith that he's going to be able to continue that. What's the latest here that's been coming out about the full reinstatement here of Randy Gregory?
Well, there's a lot of misconceptions of it. You know, he was really, he's in stage 3 of the drug program, which means he's got to take random drug tests. He's got to go see a doctor. He's got to still go see treatment and those kinds of things. Now, if he messes up again, he's done. So, yeah, he could practice fully and he could play in games. I think that was more of a formality. They just have to approve the doctors he was going to see and the treatment plan and that kind of thing. But he's still on thin ice because one slip up and you can forget about this guy for a long, long time. So you know, it's good to have him back. He worked hard to return to the Cowboys. But the bottom line is, you know, there is still some skepticism regarding Randy Gregory.
Well, let's assume that everything health-wise is going okay and that he is going to continue on that trajectory. What are the expectations here moving into training camp? Where is he going to be practicing, you know, once a week, twice a week? Is that getting too far ahead of ourselves? Is he going to be playing in any of the preseason games? What are you thinking there?
I think he's in good shape. He's been working out in Malibu, as he posted on Instagram. He's going to be in a rotation with a lot of defensive linemen. All of a sudden, the Cowboys have a plethora of linemen now. And whether or not he's going to be the first team or second team is significant. He's going to practice. He might be limited at the beginning of training camp. Then they'll get him back going with everybody else. But we'll see what he can do. I mean, the man hasn't played in 2 years. So I think the expectations are pretty low. There was a team official. I asked him, I said, what are your expectations of Gregory? And he said to stop smoking and to pass rush. So one thing at a time.
We're talking to Calvin Watkins of The Athletic here on 103.3 FM ESPN. Calvin, I was reading your article earlier about 10 things to look for going into Cowboys camp. And one of the things you mentioned is Jason Garrett. The first line of it I think is great. Jason Garrett seems to have his job on the line every year. And I know this year there's a lot of new coaches that we talked about before on this show. So I want to ask you, what is the expectation for Jason Garrett to keep his job? Is it Super Bowl or bust, or what is his limit for this year?
I think if he gets him in the playoffs, he's fine. Now, if he has like one of those 6-10, 7-9 type seasons with a healthy Cowboys team, it'd be kind of hard to bring him back, to be honest with you. But if he makes the postseason and they win the first round, the divisional round, or the wild card round, I think he's fine. Now, obviously, every year you want your team to win the Super Bowl, and I'm sure Jerry Jones expects his team to win the Super Bowl. Now, he's not going to say that to us when we meet with him on Wednesday, but that is the expectation. But realistically, if Garrett gets to the postseason, he should be fine. But it seems as if his job is always on the line, and when I think his job is going to be done, he's going to lose his job, they make the playoffs, you know. Or they don't make the playoffs and he loses his quarterback or he loses his running back or he loses his star pass rusher or whatever it is. Always something that keeps him going. But if all players are healthy and all that kind of stuff and he misses the playoffs, yeah, it's kind of hard to bring him back. But I do believe this is a playoff team, so I think he's okay.
Well, let's just say worst case scenario that something significant does happen in the injury front. And you look at what Philadelphia did last year with a backup quarterback. I have a hard time imagining that even if they have bad luck this year and for some reason that derails their season, that Jason Garrett still isn't ultimately going to be the one that pays the price for that this season.
What interesting thing about the Eagles is when they lost Wentz, it was late in the year. So they were kind of in pretty good shape. And then there was no expectation for Foles to take them, obviously, to Minneapolis, where the Super Bowl was. So say you're in the playoffs, say you've got 10 wins or 11 wins, and you lose your starting quarterback. And then you got Cooper Rush to kind of get you into the postseason, and you lose in the first round. I don't think you fire Jason Garrett. I think you keep him around. When you evaluate coaches, you got to look at the whole season from start to finish. And it is hard, unless it's a disastrous year where, like I said, they go, 6-10 or 5-11 with a healthy team. Outside of that, I think Garrett is okay.
So I want to switch over to defense real quick, Calvin, and I want to throw out two names, Leighton Vander Esch and Jalen Smith. Both have very different storylines coming into the season. Which guy do you think has more pressure on him to perform this season?
I rewatched every game last year because I was covering the Jets last year. So I was boning up on some Cowboy stuff. And I like Jalen. He came back from a devastating injury. I mean, wow. And to see him play right now is a testament to him. I think he'll be a lot better this season just because I think he feels he's like 100% healthy. Your first-round pick, the expectations are very high on him because the linebacking core is not as strong outside of Sean Lee. But I would think there's more pressure on your first-round pick to make some plays and to do something productive in comparison to Jalen Smith.
I want to wrap it up here with another defender here, a guy that's not on the team, and I know that this has been asked ad nauseum, and it probably changes week to week here. Your thoughts on the likelihood of Earl Thomas ending up in Dallas for this season?
I don't think he'll be here. There's a couple of things at play, and I talk to people about this. The Cowboys are not going to give up the farm, as they say, to get him. So that would mean a first-round pick. It may be a premium player. Who that might be, I don't know. And then if you're the Cowboys, you have to say, we got to extend Earl Thomas, who wants to become the highest-paid safety in the game, something that he was a couple years ago, and then you got more money than him. So it's almost like the Roy Williams situation. If you remember, they traded for Roy Williams and they gave him a $45 million contract. So if you're the Cowboys, do you want to, trade everything to get Earl Thomas and then extend him, making him one of the highest paid safeties in the game? And if that's the case, you would hope that you're in the Super Bowl conversation if you do that. And I don't think the Cowboys are going to do that from everything I've heard right now. I think you want to see how some of your younger defensive backs play in camp and maybe even in the first two preseason games before you make a final determination on Earl Thomas. But as of right now, I don't think it's going to happen.
Hey, Calvin, I've appreciated reading your work on the Cowboys here recently. Looking forward to a full season. Good to have you back in DFW, man. Talk to you soon.
I appreciate you guys. You guys take care.